Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling news source you need to be going to. Why did I say pro wrestling news? It's a podcast. Pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available, be sure to hit that subscribe button because YouTube sometimes unsubscribes people, Larson.
This is true.
Like, it's their constitutional right to be able to subscribe to us.
Yeah.
I believe Article 9, Section B, Subparagraph 3 says you're allowed to subscribe to Steven Larson, and it's illegal for anybody to unsubscribe you.
Don't believe that's true.
I don't think it is either, man.
We're also on Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have contribution tiers ranging from $1 to $50.
Larson!
What?
The comic book is this close from going off to the printers. I know I've said that for a while now, but I'm confident this week it's going to be the time. The actual comic itself is completely done. The front cover, the inside cover, the back cover and the back inside cover. I'm going to put some ads for our merchandise store,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe something else special. I'm not sure.
Good idea.
But that is ready to go. I'm going to unveil the cover to the Going In Raw comic book on the Patreon
soon.
Very soon. Announcement to be made.
Very exciting.
We're going to announce when it's going to be shown, and then we're going to show it so that people can get very excited about it. And you can only
We should do some vignettes.
Some skits, some old school skits. I'll do some old intros.
I was thinking more like WWE style vignettes where it just teases stuff with fancy editing and good music.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I like skits. We should do some skits.
I was just thinking fancy editing would be easier to do.
Like a Bray Wyatt style thing?
Yes.
Yeah, we can do that too. Anyways, very exciting. And that's going to be a patron exclusive.
Yes.
$20 gets you that. Then you can just not be on Patreon anymore. But we're going to make some changes to Patreon coming up very soon. They're very exciting.
Yes.
We're adding stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, anyways.
Make it a better value.
Yeah.
Best value, maybe.
Well, hold on a second.
What?
Hold on. What? I'm going to throw some cold water on that.
No, that's my job.
You think it's best value?
No, I'm saying we're going to make it best value.
We're going to make it best
value. It's a good value now, but we're going to make it best value.
Can we make it the greatest value?
Of course.
All right. I like it. Aim high. That's what we say here.
Yes.
Going In Raw. We're also on t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw, where you can get t-shirts.
7 designs. I swear there's an 8th one coming very soon.
Oh, so close to having number eight on the road to Ocho. After we do this show, you're hightailing out of here. I have the rest of the day. I have till 5:30 when I got to go pick up that little turd of mine down at daycare. And then I can't do shit when she gets home. I can't do anything. I try to do anything. Man, she comes in this office. She starts picking up everything. I had to hide those trivia cards. She looked at it. I had a Pulp Fiction action figure and a Batman action figure just hanging up my wall.
Yeah.
She comes by. She says, "Gah." I'm like, all right. Too damn old to have toys anyways. Took them off, ripped them open, gave them to her.
Wow.
Got to let go of the past, man.
That's true.
When you get kids, your life it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what you do. Anyways. Let's talk about pro wrestling.
Yes.
This isn't Dadcast.
No.
No. There might be if the WWE would get their collective heads out of their bums, perhaps one last run for Batista.
Yes, he was on Talk is Jericho, of course. That's Chris Jericho's podcast recently. And during the course of the interview, Dave Batista mentioned that he misses wrestling a great deal.
Yeah.
And that he has talked to the WWE about possibly coming back for one last run before officially retiring as a professional wrestler.
What did Batista say about that?
There's a couple. I'm happy you asked. I pulled a couple salient quotes here.
Nice.
He said, "I've asked for what I want. I've talked to Hunter about it, and I've talked to Vince about it. I said I'd come back and run a whole program with Hunter. That's the only thing I'm interested in, and they're just not interested in it." He goes on, I guess WWE is not interested and I've run it by them a few times. They just say, meh, we'll think about it. Vince, every time I ask him, meh, I'll think about it.
Ooh.
So I would assume these conversations have happened post, after his last run.
Right.
So also after the release of Guardians of the Galaxy, the first movie.
Well, that's what makes it so bizarre is like, so he's a scene stealer in every single like scene that he's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Like he steals all those scenes.
Yes.
He's fantastic. Batista's obviously like he's a super smart guy, yes. Really savvy, and he knows his own value.
Yes.
And I think that, and it's surprising to me that you've got like what number one, it's kind of surprising me that he what the hell is this shit? It's surprising to me that in between Guardians and 1 and Guardians 2, like I know he did that James Bond movie, but
yeah,
that movie
Spectre,
didn't really
yeah.
have a whole lot of buzz behind it.
No. He was kind of the most exciting aspect of that movie going into it, if I remember correctly, like the buzz
yeah,
around it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to be in the new Blade Runner movie.
Oh, that's right.
Coming out later this year.
Right. I'm surprised that he didn't have like a solo gig between Guardians 1 and Guardians 2. Like even a low budget.
I think he was in some action movie.
Okay.
And that might have been shot before Guardians of the Galaxy 1, but it was released afterwards, I think.
Oh, is he going to be... Who's going to be in the... Who's going to be... Remember that Sylvester Stallone Arnold prison movie? Sly, that just came out, well, I don't know, a couple years ago. Stallone Arnold prison movie.
Oh, yeah.
Escape Plan. Escape Plan 2. I swear somebody, I thought, was it going to be him or no?
Oh, I don't know.
I wanted to say, who else is going to be in it? Hold on.
Well, here, just go to his IMDb page.
Okay, IMDb.
I'll do that.
I could be completely wrong, in which case I'll just chop this part out.
Was it another wrestler that was going
to
be in it?
I wanted to say it was a wrestler who was going to be in it.
Well, let's look at Dave's. Oh, no. Escape Plan 2. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did it. USA. USA.
2018.
Works.
2018.
Okay. So that's kind of, that's kind of a big deal. I mean, I know it's Stallone and Schwarzenegger. Like, nobody really cares about them anymore. But maybe he can be, like, a shot in the arm.
Yeah.
Like, Cena's going to be in that Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg sequel.
Yeah.
To Daddy's Home.
Yeah, Daddy's Home 2.
So that's great. So anyways, I think that, you know, The Rock, when The Rock started out in his movie career, it's not like he exploded immediately. Like,
no.
He did a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Including that, what was that, Pimps Don't Commit Suicide one?
Oh, Southland Tales?
Southland Tales, which admittedly on paper seemed to be like an amazing movie.
It was awful.
Because you had a great cast.
Yeah, the guy who
John Lovitz was in it.
The guy who directed Donnie Darko.
And it was the guy who directed Donnie Darko.
Which
but it was just a mess of a movie.
It wasn't very good.
Oh, God. But anyways, Batista, I imagine the world is his oyster at this point. Something tells me he's more apt to like turn down a lot of projects.
Yeah.
Than,
well,
you know.
He continues and he talks specifically about just wanting to do a program with Triple H.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to do a program with any up-and-comers. He just wants to do this last program.
Well, it's a retirement program.
To retire, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He said, I would do a whole program and I'd be done. But that's how I'd want to go out because he and Triple H, have such a history together and there's so much history built in. There's an easy story to be told and I think people would get into it and they'd like it. Mm. And Hunter, he's just awesome to work with.
Oh.
And then he goes on, the last time I talked to Vince about it was a while ago and I said, if we say we're going to do it, I can put it in my calendar. So Batista's ready to do it.
He's ready to do it, man.
But now my calendar fills up pretty quickly. Like I'm already booked up for the next year and a half, so my window is getting smaller. I pulled these quotes from Wrestling Inc., who transcribed the interview. I'm not getting any younger, but see, I don't know if it'll ever happen. That'd be the way I want to go out.
Yeah.
Let him do it, WWE.
Let him do it.
I so appreciate Batista's...
Unleash Batista.
Batista's candor.
Oh, for yeah.
Because it never really seems like it comes out of...
He's not bitter.
Spiteful.
He's not bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not
he
bitter.
He just has his opinions and he says it, and then, you know, because during the course of this interview, he spoke... about this, about wanting to go back to WWE, but then at the same time, you know, he talks about the frustrations working with them.
Yeah.
Before, he talked about Titus,
mm-hmm.
who he's friends with, how he was frustrated how Titus was treated following that incident with Vince and his
mm-hmm.
suspension. He advised Titus to leave.
Yeah.
So, you know, he obviously has a love for professional wrestling. He still has, you know, to a certain extent, some love for WWE. But, you know, I just kind of wonder if at this point in his life with his acting career going so well, he wants to deal with all the extra baggage associated
yeah.
with working with WWE now.
Yeah.
apart from just doing this one last. I mean, the thing about this program, this could be 3 months.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like a huge investment.
I know.
It could be build up to their blow-off match at SummerSlam. That's all you need.
Or even like Survivor Series.
Yeah.
I know. It
doesn't have to be great.
Deal. I know. It'd be fantastic. I know. It's also kind of surprising that he wasn't turned off. I mean, look, he was wrestling for a while. But it's also kind of interesting that he wasn't turned off. That he's still... I'm surprised he's still willing to work with them.
Considering how his last run went. Yeah.
Exactly. Which he spoke about it again, not in a bitter manner, but just in a matter of fact, look, they messed this up. I had some good ideas and they messed it up and I was proven right because the WWE thought they were going to bring him in
as a huge baby face
right in the middle of when everybody wanted to see Daniel Bryan reach the top of the mountain.
Yep.
And so there was a big backlash. I'm surprised that he would want to work for them again. You know, he doesn't need them. He does not need them.
Nope.
So I don't know. If they're saying we're not interested now,
then when will they be? Essentially,
then when will they be?
I know.
Exactly. It's absolutely bizarre, and it's funny when you think about people who could potentially be DLC for 2K8 for the 2K series,
or pre-order character or something like that.
Yeah, pre-order character. Yeah. You know, the Goldberg type thing. I mean, I don't. It kind of bums me out because I feel like they. I don't know if this is necessarily true or not. Maybe you can talk me down off this. I feel like because of how they botched things with WrestleMania 30 and Batista specifically, what kind of crowd reaction do you think you'd get at this point?
Oh, I think right now the crowd would welcome.
You think
them
back. They would?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
think
yeah,
they
yeah,
would? Yeah.
I mean, I think people, you know, especially people that follow kind of the behind the scenes thing, knows, you know, what his situation was, you know, how he feels about it. Mm-hmm. I think people would respect his candor and appreciate the fact that he wanted to do it a different way.
Yeah.
And you know, it's been 3 years since then. People welcome him back. I'd welcome him back.
Yeah. No, I totally would. I just wonder how the general WWE.
Oh, I think he'd be welcome back.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. They'd have to like book him correctly though.
Yeah. And especially if he came back and said, you know, hey, you know, I've moved on for the most part to Hollywood, but there's some unfinished business I have here in WWE, and that's with Triple H.
Yeah.
I think people will get behind that, knowing full well this is his retirement run.
Mm-hmm.
I think people will get behind it 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're probably right. If they did the whole, you know, they should, like, if they did it, what they should do is, you know, do is play out on camera essentially what's kind of gone on behind camera according to Batista.
Yeah.
Like they seem like they're condescending to him.
I know.
He's a huge movie star. Like he's not at the Rock level, but man, like I said, everybody knows Drax from those movies.
Yeah.
And it like just exceeded expectations. I think what it opened up like 145 million.
145
million. Like if he's not where I think that his star is only gonna rise here.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, he's going to probably play. I guarantee you he's going to be stealing every scene in the Infinity War movies,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
or movie or whatever. How are they going to structure that?
Yeah, I thought they were going to do two of them.
I thought they were, but then I think they changed the name to the second one. So it's not Infinity War Part 2.
Oh, okay. But it's still two Infinity War movies.
Yeah, I think.
Storyline wise.
I think they lead into each other.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Anyways, yeah, let's get to this. We have some questions here about Batista.
We do. Going in Raw, World Gimmick Table Heavyweight Champion Nick Parsons. With Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 now out, do you think we will see Batista back for one last run, which we just kind of talked about? And before retiring, does he belong in the Hall of Fame? Yeah, he does.
Well, yeah, he totally does. He absolutely does. And that would be a perfect way. You know, they like to tie in often the Hall of Fame thing with like a wrestling thing.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it with Goldberg, saw it with Sting. Didn't see it with Ultimate Warrior, but then he died. I think, you know, is there a clear favorite for Hall of Fame headliner next year? Who's left?
Undertaker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time Undertaker. So I was going to say CM Punk. So, yeah, Undertaker. Batista, first ballot Hall of Famer. Doesn't need to be.
Well, I mean, there's not really ballots, so you can't really say that's the thing anyway.
Headliner, sorry.
Headliner. Yeah. I think Batista deserves to be a headliner, yeah.
Do you think he needs to be? Because waiting till 2019 to pull something off, he's not getting any younger.
Well, I think if you're separating another run and the Hall of Fame induction,
mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, 2019 is getting a little late for another run, but a Hall of Fame induction can happen whenever.
Yeah, that's true. Give him one last run and then induct him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I understand that. I don't know. I don't know where the thinking is on that. I really don't. I mean, like, Vince knows best, I guess.
Maybe.
And what's surprising though too is like Triple H. I can creatively I can kind of see if Triple H, who definitely seems to be, like he said on camera, a creator these days, and even when he's Destroyer, he's still creating because he's putting Seth Rollins over.
Yeah.
You know, that was the entire purpose of Triple H versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
And I know Triple H has a lot on his plate right now, and he might simply be more interested in creating people rather than retiring them.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of get that from a creative standpoint.
Yeah, I would too. And I'm sure, you know, Triple H has talked about how insanely busy his schedule is when he's doing, you know, his vice president
for sure,
work, plus building up and wrestling a match.
Yeah.
So maybe just in terms of that, he just doesn't want to have to deal with a 3-month feud when it doesn't culminate in him putting over a newer talent over.
Yeah, totally.
Entirely possible.
Yeah, that could be. And maybe they've said, look, we really would love you to put somebody over. But, you know, it's Batista. Let him do it on his terms, man.
I know.
The guy, he knows what he's doing.
Yep.
Let's see. What?
Mike Denopoulos.
Mike Denopoulos.
Oh. Why are your questions a different order than mine?
What in the heck is going on?
Oh,
here,
sorry.
Man?
Go ahead. That was weird.
Kiso Weight Classic winner Zach Humphrey. With Batista saying he would be happy with one last run against Triple H, what is the likeliness we'll see it next year?
Based on Batista's own statements, probably pretty much zero.
On the other hand, maybe Vince will go see Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and he'll be like, oh, who's that big green guy? We should hire him. Well, Dad, that's actually Dave.
Who?
Dave Batista.
No. Get him on the phone. And no, he's in a major Marvel movie. Anyways, next.
All right, Mike Denopoulos. Batista has mentioned he wants one more run to close his career with a proper Triple H feud. Who's one wrestler you'd want to make one more run, and who would he feud with? Mike says CM Punk in a feud with Roman Reigns. That'd be interesting.
Man, the Smarks would explode with all the chanting they'd be doing.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
It'd be incessant CM Punk, Roman sucks, CM Punk, Roman sucks. No, let's go Roman in there.
They would. There, no, let's go Roman. See, that's good. One more run. Kurt Angle, I want to see him wrestle. I just want to see Kurt Angle wrestling. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
We need, look, man. His strong suit isn't GM. Like, he's worth so much more. And even as GM, they need to let him do more things, man.
I know, like, this person's health will probably prohibit him from making a comeback, at least in WWE, but it'd be great to see Daniel Bryan.
Oh, God, yeah.
It'd be fantastic.
Absolutely. Who would want to see that? Tranquilo Vega. What's going on, friendos? Just started donating last week. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I absolutely love the show. So when Batista was on, talk is Jericho, baby. He mentioned he misses wrestling a lot, but he doesn't miss dealing with the WWE and its bull S. What kind of S do you think Batista had to put up with while he was there? And could you possibly see him making another run with a different promotion, or has his time passed? He's not going to go anywhere but the WWE.
No, that's true. He's done several interviews about how...
He's detailed that stuff.
Yeah, his run last time just to start out, he wanted to come back as a heel.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, you're going to be a face.
Yeah.
And they instantly, you know, push him to the main event scene.
Yeah.
To headline that WrestleMania against Randy Orton, a match we've seen countless times.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, go with Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
And even after that, he talked about how, you know, he put Daniel Bryan over, which seemed like he had no problem doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But just how after that, you know, it just wasn't what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the fact that his Hollywood career was really taking off at that point, leading up to the release of the first Guardians of the Galaxy, he just kind of said, because he signed for, I think, 2 years.
Oh,
or he
yeah.
signed for a pretty, you know, a lengthier term.
Yeah.
And then right to when Guardians of the Galaxy was about to come out, he just said, to hell with this.
Yeah.
It's just not fun.
Like you said, the guy knows his worth, you know, and that's like a really important thing. It's having leverage. It's knowing what your value is. So I don't know. He did. He detailed it and, you know, he outlined it in pretty heavy
interviews.
Detail.
And also in that Talk as Jericho interview, the one he just did, he talks about, you know, he's friends with Titus and seeing how Titus was treated, you know, over that seemingly harmless incident with Vince and him getting suspended for 2 months and getting fined and for something that seemed like, as Batista said, just talk to him.
Yeah.
Tell him just don't do that.
Yeah.
And that should have been it.
Yeah, totally.
Rather than having him be suspended for 2 months and miss out on WrestleMania that year.
Totally.
Kevin, the eater of pizza. Hey, friendos. With Guardians of the Galaxy out, it gave me an idea for a question. The galaxy is in trouble. and you must put together a team of WWE NXT stars to defend the galaxy. Who gets drafted as the leader, hero, the Star-Lord man, the sexy assassin, the crazy weapons guy, the muscle, and the lovable guy that everyone loves but ended up dying?
Oh, man.
So I guess that's Groot.
Yeah, I'll be Groot. Okay, so who will be the leader slash hero?
Who will be Star-Lord, man?
Stardust. No, that's too weird.
Well, John Cena.
Oh, yeah, John Cena.
John Cena.
Absolutely.
The sexy assassin.
The sexy assassin. Is it Gamora? Is that her name?
I think so.
I think Gamora. Doesn't make any sense. Is that Gamora? Gamora. Yep.
Yeah.
I was right.
You were Gamora. Correct.
Or Gamora. I don't know. Anyways, that would be Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
Sexy assassin Alexa Bliss.
The crazy weapons guy.
Was there a crazy weapons
guy? I guess it's Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, okay. The crazy weapons guy would be...
Lesnar.
No, he's like the Drax. He's
Sorry.
The crazy weapons guy, I would think it'd be like... Dean Ambrose. It'd be Dean Ambrose.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be Dean Ambrose.
The lovable guy.
The lovable guy that everybody ends up loving but ends up dying. Well, that happened to Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
The six-star savior Adam Fella returns with another Newsplex question.
Yes. Are we still calling this Newsplex?
No, or not.
We're not.
No.
His question, book a Batista return as a member of Titus Brand.
Well, okay, it'd be this. Titus Brand would become an official big thing, many wrestlers under him, but then he gets taken up as part of a merger acquisition by Brandtista. So then Titus Brand would then have to deal with being part of a bigger brand, Brandtista.
Brandtista, I can't top that. That's very good.
There you go.
Brandtista.
Brandtista.
That's pretty good.
And he'd have to like, he couldn't do his things anymore. He'd have to do Brandtista, only brand safe Brandtista, only Brandtista safe.
Yes.
Wrestling moves. You know, he'd have to do the thing that Brandtista
does when he
comes out here. And he'd wear all blue.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of Titus Brand.
Yes.
Titus Brand apparently is being sued.
Yeah, according to TMZ Sports, a lawsuit was filed against Titus O'Neil by a cameraman who worked on WWE Swerve, their prank show.
Donald Anderson is suing the man behind Titus Brand for a cool $1.2 trillion.
Million dollars
in damages after Titus. Apparently, he kicked the cameraman's hand following a prank involving a cattle prod.
Yeah, Paige was going around backstage with a cattle prod. That was the segment on Swerve. The actual video of Titus getting cattle prodded apparently didn't make the show.
Oh.
So there's no footage of it, but there's footage of Paige going around and doing it to Neville and some other people backstage.
I don't see why, like, that was Scott Hall involved somehow?
No.
Because he had
time. That was a taser.
Or Scott Hall said in a shoot interview he wanted to eat Paige's booty.
So apparently what happened is Titus got hit with the cattle prod.
He just says that in the shoot interview.
Was obviously upset that he was just struck by a cattle prod.
Yeah.
And kicked the camera out of the cameraman's hand. And according to Donald Anderson, that kick resulted in major damage to his fingers, his hand, and his wrist.
Donald sold the crap out of that kick, man. He sold it big time. Okay, so there's a couple of questions I have.
Yes.
Do we know if the kick was, like, literally involuntary?
I don't know. Again, the video footage has not been publicly released, so who knows?
Or was it like, ah, fuck, and then you kick? Which still, I think, you know, your state of mind legally, because I don't know, a lot of you guys don't know, I went to Harvard Law School and
not
graduated with honors.
Not true.
Legally, Donald has no case. That's not true.
Here's my question, though.
Hmm.
Since it was a WWE production, and
you think they'd be liable?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You think he would have to sue the WWE?
Yeah, I know. And I would think that they would have. So when they participate, I would think there'd be some sort of indemnification clause in their contract. Because if I'm performing for the WWE. I don't know. You would think that, yeah, he would be suing the WWE because it's part of their production.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they'd sue Titus.
I don't know.
I would hope that WWE would pony up for his legal fees.
I would hope so too.
You know, I mean, dude, you're sitting there, you get cattle prodded, you react. I mean, getting cattle prodded, well, you know, Titus could just sue the WWE for legal fees or something. I don't know.
I mean, unless he was alerted in advance that he was going to get struck.
Right. I know. Exactly. Yeah. And who's this Donald guy? Fat bastard champ Alex Foster wants to know if Titus does, in fact, have the worst luck ever. He needs to. I'm with Batista. Titus, hightail it out of there. Come be our going in raw insider.
Yes.
Because of YouTube issues right now, we can't pay you, Dick. But, you know, we'll give you a firm handshake.
Yes.
And you'll get plenty of exposure.
Yes.
If anybody ever says we'll get you exposure, just know you're getting screwed out of being paid.
Yes.
Like if you're a fresh new artist on the scene.
Or you're a writer.
Yeah.
And someone says this is a good place to get exposure. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, like when you look at a house and they say it's cozy.
Yeah.
They're trying to tell you it's small.
Exactly.
If they're saying you'll get great exposure, it means you're not getting paid.
Yeah. If you do agree to do it, don't agree to do it for like an entire career. Like it's okay if you're starting out. Oh yeah. It's a good portfolio piece.
Yeah.
But then that's it.
Yeah.
Like once you have that.
Like just do that one gig and then move on.
Yeah, exactly. And then get some paid stuff.
Yes.
Hamza Halal asks, go ahead.
Do you think this lawsuit might affect momentum of the Titus brand storyline and affect Apollo Crews as well? Probably not. I don't think it's going to have much bearing on Titus's future.
Oh, no, I don't think he'd be punished for this.
No.
Is there any chance that he's going to get punished for...
Well, hold on with that. We have a video question asking that very question.
Fine. The true king of Haas, the mighty Quinn, also says... hi, friendos. Glad to be a first-time patron.
Thank you.
And hopefully first-time question read on video.
Yes.
With Titus O'Neil getting sued by a former WWE cameraman, Donald Anderson, do you think that this will cause him to get fired and end the Titus brand storyline with Apollo Crews?
No. Like I said, before we started, a lot of these questions are kind of the same thing. But no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I would really doubt it. Not this. The Shit Twins advocate Alex Carenti. So Titus is getting sued for assault because of the show Swerved. Will it affect the Apollo Crews angle? How much more can Titus be punished by Vince? This leads to a video question.
Yes.
By Manuel Garcia de Paredes. Let's see what he has to say.
Yes.
Hey, friendos. Manuel Garcia de Paredes here. Just wondering, with all this about Titus getting sued and the fact that he posted the picture of Roman and Braun Strowman together, do you think he might get suspended or maybe punished by Vince again? Just wondering. Too sweet, man.
Thank you, Manuel.
Thank you.
Okay, so Manuel brings up a good point here. I don't think Titus would get punished for being sued.
No.
I would like to think he wouldn't get punished for the picture of Greece.
As we talked,
or Rome, Italy.
As we talked about on the dirt sheet, I kind of feel like in that case, it's more on Roman and Braun.
Mm-hmm.
Because say Titus didn't take that picture or didn't post it on his Twitter. There was that other picture of the two of them.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know who took that, but if they're just going out in public, hanging out, doing sightseeing, any fan could take a picture of them,
yeah, I know,
post it on Twitter, and the reaction would be the same.
Here is where there's the possibility. This is pure speculation. Because you mentioned this to me off camera. I don't know. I think we're having beers or something. About the idea of there being a social media czar that they need to run things past. Like, for example, there was that cute video that went up with the Miz Maurice.
Oh, the tight pants one.
The tight pants one.
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax.
And Titus.
And Titus was in it, too. I would almost guarantee that they ran that by their social
guy. WWE Twitter retweeted or posted to themselves.
Right. I would think that there is a social media gatekeeper where people have to like run stuff past them. But like you said, there's that Mojo picture of him and Charlotte and Natalia all in the plane. I don't know. I would think that there's so much of that social media stuff out there. And if WWE is going to release that tight pants thing, that makes me think they want to completely like demolish the idea of kayfabe the way we kind of know it.
Mm-hmm.
And if our Twitter feed is any indication, when we released the dirt sheet video, 90% of people were saying, who cares? Like, they're performers.
Exactly.
Let them be that.
Yes.
They have, like, I like knowing that they're out there having a good time.
Yeah, me too.
I like knowing that they're out there in Italy looking at some history and not, you know, in a motel room popping pills.
Yep.
Which is like where we've heard so much of the history of pro wrestling happened.
Yeah.
So and even I would hope he didn't get in trouble with that.
Even to a certain extent, I like seeing. You always hear about the camaraderie in the WWE locker room, especially these days. It seems like there's not, at least it's not publicized, a level of politics backstage.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to see these guys who go out there and for 15, 20 minutes a night, bust their tails, beat each other up a little bit, that the next day they'll go out and do some sightseeing together.
Yeah.
It's neat to see. It's neat to see that these guys seem like they all, for the most part, get along.
Yeah.
And there's a bond between them. And they can go out and do these things together and have a good time and actually enjoy their time overseas as opposed to being, you know, being stuck playing kayfabe all the time, being stuck, as you said, in a hotel room.
Right.
Not be able to enjoy themselves.
Right, exactly. So, I don't know. I really hope they don't, like, he doesn't get in trouble for that. But he does have bad luck. I'm with Batista, man. He just said, I'm out of here.
I know.
I'll go act. But I don't know. You know, you never know what the dude's... Yeah, that whole punishment thing was complete BS, dude. Mm-hmm. It was complete BS. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's so dumb.
Just yeah,
don't touch me.
It didn't make any
and then
sense.
You're good. Just don't touch
me. Yeah, that's all it should take.
It's unprofessional.
That's all it should take. Do you want to open some mail? We have a slam crate here.
Yeah, man. I need to get to that PO box. Once you leave, I'm going to go to the PO box because I think
it
we've
sounds
got
like
a
you have
stuff.
A full day once I get out of here.
Not really, though. It's not like you work a real job. We certainly don't get paid for real.
Not right now. We don't.
Oh my goodness. Oh no. YouTube.
Here, while I open this, talk about Patreon.
A really cool comic book coming up, only available to the Patreon. I got a couple more ideas for. I think I'm gonna work on that. Ooh,
it's a Finn Balor.
Are
shirt.
They still giving us larges? I gotta slim my ass down. So yeah, another large. Are you even gonna wear this shirt?
Let me see it.
Look at that.
Yeah, I might wear that.
You might wear this shirt.
That's an interesting design.
That's a really cool design. Oh, so you can check these out.
What's this?
Well, it's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Here's a...
Oh!
WWE microphone cup set.
Oh, that's cool. You might see that on the set. This is a Loot Crate thing. Loot Crate has a WWE Slam Crate, and I'm pretty sure we have a promo code. If you go to lootcrate.com/Steven Larson... And put in the promo code Friendo, I think.
That's the universal title pin.
Oh, shit. Let me see that.
That's yours.
Oh, wow. Look at that. You know, there was a slam crate that we hadn't opened.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was sitting there. It was a very indescript box. It looked like a regular loot crate box. Mm. And I opened it up. There's a large AJ Styles shirt in there. It's in my closet right now. I was going to steal it.
That's fine. Well, it's not stealing it. If you had not said anything about it, I would have been none
the
wiser. I'm
going to go to the gym today so I can wear that AJ Styles large shirt and I'll look pregnant. Yeah, that's really cool.
And there's this magazine about Masters of the Mic.
Who's number one master on the mic?
Well, I don't think it's a countdown.
Is Hogan on the cover? He wasn't. Would you consider Hogan a master in the mic?
No.
Given how iconic some of his stuff, that's actually a good question. Given how iconic some of his promos were, this is dope. Oh, it's a little ring.
Oh, that's neat.
Oh, God, it's falling in.
You got Cena, Flair, Jericho, Stone Cold, The Rock, Piper.
All great answers. Isn't it Dusty. Weird, though? Like, if you, like, Stephanie, she's good on the mic.
She's good.
You wouldn't consider
The
her
Miz.
A legend
Kevin
on the mic?
Kevin Owens.
What? Look at this. I got beer. Got my beer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Go to Broken Skull Ranch. Hell yeah.
Outside the ring with Alexa Bliss. A little poster.
Oh, let me see. All good stuff. This is a really cool film. Who's that? Oh, yeah. It's The Rock.
We should put this on the set somewhere.
I'm not putting that on the set. I'll put that Alexa Bliss picture up on the set.
And then...
There's Stone Cold right there. And then he comes with like a little ring that I imagine he'll stand up in.
And then there's cups. Glasses, I should say.
Oh, yeah. Let me see those.
You got this one.
Oh, there are two in there?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's a set.
Those are plastic.
This is a regular WWE mic.
And here's the Enzo and Cass one. How come The Miz didn't get his own with the logo upside down?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can just turn it upside down. It'll be good.
Well, you can't really
drink
out of a cup like that, Steve.
Well, Stone Cold just took a bump right there. Anyway, I just want to say thanks to Loot Crate.
Yes, thank you very much.
For giving us stuff. And, yeah, like I said, you can sign up for the WWE Loot Crates. I think they're once. Yeah, so, yeah, we did end up getting the Bailey Bear.
Oh,
Gave it to my kid. You can go to lootcrate.com/ I think Steven Larson. I think we're still partnered with them. I don't know.
The promo code's probably Frendo.
Frendo. I mean, we're still getting this stuff, so you think so.
Yeah, that's not a bad-looking shirt.
Yeah, it's a decent shirt, man. They did good. They did good.
I'll hold on to this until
I lose weight?
Yeah, and then it's yours.
What a bastard. You know it's never going to happen.
No, I do. I have complete faith.
You have faith in me?
Yeah.
Well, Lacey went to Winco yesterday and got a bunch of healthy crap.
Good.
So I don't know how this works.
Here.
There we look. Whatever. Oh, what?
Bump.
What? Anyway, is that it for the show today?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Be sure to check out tomorrow. We got our Raw recap. And yeah, that's pretty much it. If you guys think of any ideas for our Patreon, we got to start getting that up there because of all this YouTube revenue business. Anyways. Yeah, if you're like a sales rep for Del Taco, for Del Taco's ad agency,
yeah,
then you should sponsor our show.
Yeah. I think you put these on here backwards.
Oh, nice. In any event, till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.